Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, where you're invited to take control of the airwaves. Share your thoughts and opinions. 603-283-6160 if you would like to do that. The number 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
Ian.
And Bonnie.
And coming up, we're going to be talking about aliens, but first, as promised, witchcraft in this unsettling Fort Bragg recruitment video. It is igniting a debate, evidently, over its mysterious intention. And I'm confused because I've seen the video, and it was eerie and a little bit weird, but it wasn't. I didn't see what these people seem to see. And we obviously, the video is almost 4 minutes long, and it's mostly just music and images or videos and with text overlays, so it would be useless to play the video for you. But there is a link to it. You can find it. Just look for Fort Bragg recruitment video. I'm sure you'll find it. So they say it's a stretch to link the U.S. Army to witchcraft, but that's happening in response to an eerie recruitment video shared on YouTube by Fort Bragg's 4th Psychological Operations Group, Airborne. That is a hell of a name for a group.
Why are they a psychological group?
Because they do psyops.
Mm.
Really?
They're psychological operations. That's what they do.
All Airborne is, like, 101st Airborne, is that...
division of
the 4th Psychological Operations Group Airborne. I'm not a military person, so I don't know what that
really
means.
Really confusing.
I just know it's a group within the U.S. military that clearly does psychological ops.
Mm.
The video is titled Ghosts in the Machine, and it feels like a movie trailer. That's accurate. It does feel like you're watching a movie trailer, at least at first. And it comes with no explanation other than all the world's a stage. Join us. It was posted on May the 2nd, and it starts innocently with benign clips of cartoons and images of empty city streets and subways. But the vibe grows increasingly disturbing with footage of a shadowy man anxiously staring at dark skies, violent riot scenes, and soldiers being deployed. Have you ever wondered who's pulling the strings? The video asks. You'll find us in the shadows at the tip of the spear. Anything we touch is a weapon. We can deceive, persuade, change, influence, inspire. We come in many forms. We are everywhere.
Creepy. It sounds like Anonymous, almost.
It does.
Yeah.
And you know,
but the opposite.
The image they use to encapsulate here, it is creepy. It's a creepy old black and white looking cartoon being played in a television set that is on fire. So it is a little weird and it is unsettling.
And it's just like, why is any of this coming from the United States military? Like, if this was just some art project, it wouldn't be that creepy.
Well, evidently, it's not really new, according to the Vigilist Citizen, and that's why I wanted to get into this, because of what they have to say about it. They are analyzing it and looking into the fascinating yet secretive world of PSYOPs, and here they define PSYOPs, and it's not really very important, but then they do that thing where they dive into the symbols and their meanings and all of that stuff, and again, it's all stuff, it reminds me of the nonsense that I read. And the critique of the manifesto that was looking for hidden meanings and hidden
Which
symbols
manifesto?
And stuff.
The most recent shooter?
Yes, the most recent shooter's manifesto. I found this article that, you know, analyzed it for hidden meanings, and they did some weird thing where they took all of the text and they just put it into a block without any spacing whatsoever, and then they took, like, the first character of each block, and they use that to spell a word, and then they put that into an acronym finder.
I hate acronym finder symbolism. That's retarded.
Oh, it was completely insane.
This is like insane on top of insane.
Yes.
You've taken it in a person's insane 180-page manifesto and added somebody else's insanity to try to discern hidden meanings from
it. But, Ari, I'm going to have to disagree with you on this, even though I haven't read the article. I've been a Vigilant Citizen reader since 2011. And I really do appreciate the way he decodes symbols that are symbols that have been used to symbolize a certain thing or things for hundreds of years. It's different when it's somebody like, I'm feeling like I see this, and they're just coming up with stuff out of their butt.
Okay.
That is totally different. Vigilant Citizen, he has, you know, like he reads books by occultists, and all occult means is hidden. It's from the Latin occultare, and it just means to hide. So things that have meant something to some group for hundreds of years, and it's been
hidden. Usually a
powerful,
influential group.
Yeah, and it's been hidden. That's what Vigilant Citizen covers. And yeah, it might seem crazy if it's like, if this is the first Vigilant Citizen thing you've read, or...
It's not even that it seems crazy, it's just that... They talk about things that have nothing to do with the video. Like, they talk about Aquino, whose first name escapes, Michael Aquino, and how he was a Satanist, and he was corresponding with LaVey while in the military. And they have a picture here of him with a pentagram in the background, and they talk about that for a bit, and then they talk about MK Ultra and other things along those lines, all of which is bad, but it has nothing to do with the symbolism in this video and why it's...
Well, the article is entitled The Occult History of the U.S. Military PSYOP, so it sounds to me like
it's a highly symbolic recruitment video.
And MK Ultra did do work on military people. That was some of the people that they, you know, did their LSD experiments on, because, you know, those people... sign away their rights to the government, so they basically own their bodies.
It sounds to me like this is a... again, I also have not read... This is the first I've heard of this video. I'm looking at it here as we've been speaking, and it is a very highly polished, very well-produced video, and it wouldn't surprise me if it is rife with this symbolism that you've referred to, Bonnie. And so, Vigilant Citizen...
My only critique is they didn't provide any actual examples of stuff they saw in this video and explain, like, hey, this is why this is an occult symbol or anything like that. They do have screenshots of it.
Well, usually that's where he's talking about the symbolism.
I don't know. I haven't read this article.
Warfare is evolving and all the world's a stage. In the background, we see images of people filming propaganda and a person playing the piano. And this is symbolic of occultism, and I'm not making this up, because the music industry is involved in psychological warfare.
Is it not?
That's the link he makes.
They come out with imagery that millions of people watch, and a lot of the times, unrelated artists just have the same imagery over and over again. Why do you do so many of them just cover one eye? Why? Is that just a thing that looks cool and everybody thinks that looks cool? No, they must be connected in some way. So many of them have the same exact... Like, if you have read Vigilant Citizen as long as I have, it's like you'll be reading his new article and you'll be like, oh, did they have a goat head pop up at this? Yep, they had a goat head pop up at that point. It's just ridiculous how obviously in the same club people in the music industry are. And they... you know, come up with the same exact stories that they tell over and over. That's all really occultism is. It's, I mean, not all of occultism, but what the people call occult symbols in our culture is basically just people using symbols to tell an allegory. Over and over and over again, that's what the Lady Gaga, so many people that I really like, have these symbols, and it doesn't mean they're evil either. Like, that's another thing I think that is misunderstood. Symbols are just a tool, and these allegories have been passed down. Like, the story of Jesus is just the same exact story as Hiram Abiff, the same exact story as lots of other gods right. that have been killed. It's just an allegory told over and over and over again, and the music industry does the same thing.
You're right, though. Just glancing through this article, Aria, there's not a whole lot of dissection of the video itself. There's a little bit of it, and...
Yeah, he goes on, like, the video features multiple scenes of people scrolling their phones because Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google, Reddit, and others are mind war battlefields, where mind war is a compound word with both mind and war being capitalized. So I'm assuming mind war is something that he references repeatedly on the site.
I've never heard of that, but one thing I will say is I've been telling Ian, because when I first met Ian, he said something about Vigilant Citizen, and I was like, you read Vigilant Citizen too? I've been saying that I think that he got taken over, because I just know how he writes, and it just seems like somebody else is writing for him. He never used to talk about, like, left and right. You know, he never used to talk about the left is doing this. Never. He used to talk about way more interesting things. And now he talks all the time about, like, oh, the government wants to make, the left wants to make people feminine men and masculine women and stuff like that. It's something he never used to talk about. So if this is a really ridiculous article, I don't care to...
Well, I don't know. He says here, a shot of an empty movie theater indicates that the entertainment industry is fully involved in psychological warfare against citizens. That's a little too on the nose, right? If these are the masters of psyops, why would they be so unsubtle with their symbolism?
Well, they throw it right in your face sometimes.
Because people don't know what symbolism means. People don't realize that it means anything or care.
603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. There's more coming up.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Where you- you're about to take control of the airwaves, 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, that's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Ian.
And Bonnie.
And I want to say thank you to Igutsky, who is tonight's amplifier. This means that Igutsky is a member of the AMPS program. You can find it at amps.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. So if you value the show, the ideas of liberty, reaching people, and, you know, having a national show where anyone can call in and talk about anything that, is important to them, you might consider joining the AMPS program. Again, that's amps.freetalklive.com. It does come with a number of cool little perks like an AMP-only Facebook group. There's an AMP-only podcast and some other cool stuff like that. But the reason you should join is because you value the ideas of liberty, reaching an audience, and you want to help to expand and grow that audience. Joining the AMPS program is the best way to do that. It only takes $5 per month. That gets you in, as Igutsky here has done. That's amps.freetalklive.com. So thanks, Igutsky, for your support. Let's go to the phones. However, we have Steve, who is on the line from Georgia. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, so y'all were talking about symbols and different cults in the government and whatnot. I think there's a few things to really keep in mind when you're talking about this. One, the same people that founded the U.S. Special Forces Group in the Army are the same people that founded the Green Beret, and the same people that founded Naval Special Warfare founded the DIA. So you're going to have a lot of the same symbols in there. And on top of that, the Navy for generations. Like, I have pagan symbols on my body because I was in the Navy. And that's just kind of the way it is. In the Army, they use a lot of Roman symbols, right? Because there's only so many you can use. And on top of that, you look at, like, the most feared symbol in the world is the swastika. Well, way before the Nazis used the swastika, Indians were drawing that stuff, like Indians in India were using that symbol all over the place.
That's true.
So symbols are pretty interchangeable, and it really depends on what it means to you, right? So
to an extent it does, but, you know, when I see, like, George W. Bush holding up double horns, and there's countless pictures of him and other, you know, extremely high-level politicians doing that, I don't think they're trying to say, yeah, man, we love Metallica. Right? They're trying to convey something else to their buddies, the Skull and Bone Society or something along those lines. I don't know what they're trying to do. But there's something to it that means something specific to them that is important and of far more significance than what it means when I do devil horns at a rock concert, right?
Yeah. I actually disagree with that. It only matters what it means to you. There's a psychological effect that happens when human beings who have, you know, memory in their DNA see certain symbols. Like, so many gas companies, their symbol has to do with the sun. And it's telling people, oh, we need gas. Gas is the, you need it, like you need the sun to survive. There's no other way to live on this earth without gas, you know?
See, I would think it would be because, you know, sun provides energy and gas provides energy.
Well, I mean, you could see it that way. They also have blood drops. Blood drops is like life force. I think it's because, like, you have to you need it to survive. You can't live without this. And now people think that's the only way we can live. Even though Tesla found ways that, you know, the world could go on without ever having to drill oil.
Steve, thank you so much for the call tonight. You do have a valid point, though, in that, like, the upside-down cross, it means different things to different people, right? If you show it to a Christian, if they're ignorant enough, they're going to assume that it has to do with Satanism. But if really it's the sign of St. Peter, who was crucified on an upside-down cross. However, if a Satanist throws an upside-down cross, they don't mean it to be a reference to St. Peter. They mean it to be a reference to, you know, screw Christianity or whatever. And if you ask a Christian what a pentacle or a pentagram means, they're going to say, oh, that's devil worship. But no, that's Wicca, that's witchcraft, that has nothing to do with Satanism. The upside down one has to do with Satanism. Mm.
Christians think everything just equals evil, and that's so black and white thinking, so dumb.
Well, that's what the religion has taught them. That's what all three of the Abrahamic religions have taught. And that's my biggest issue with the Abrahamic religions. Like, if you ask the Muslims, all the Christians and all the Jews and all the everyone else who isn't a Muslim is going to hell. And if you ask the Christians, everyone who isn't a Christian is going to hell. Mm-hmm. And just between those two groups of people, you only ask two groups of people, everyone on the planet is considered to be doomed to eternal suffering by someone else on the planet. And that's what these Abrahamic religions have done to people. I oppose that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like symbols. I understand the value of symbols and stuff like that, but, and this is where I diverge from a lot of Satanists. I do like the symbols and I appreciate them and I have them and I wear them and stuff like that, but the whole thing with LaVey and Crowley and all of these other forerunners of Satanists was that they thought the ritualization aspects and the symbols were things that humans need in order to complete their religion. And I tend to think that these symbols and stuff like that are getting in the way. Like, the Satanists initially, and it's, I'm not sure how to put their beliefs because I disagree with their beliefs, but the reason they created the rituals and stuff like that is not because they believed they were summoning demons or anything like that. It's because they had this belief that humans need that ritual aspect in their religious beliefs in order for it to feel like a viable religion to them.
Well, symbols are a way of communicating.
Yes.
They're a way of communicating. In the case of esotericism, the esoteric, the occult, in those cases, they're ways for these people who have this unusual knowledge to communicate with one another without shouting it out loud. And so, therefore, the people who understand those symbols are able to recognize them, and they're able to, you know, catch whatever the meaning is that is intended. But for the uninitiated, it just goes right over their heads. So that's why, that's one of the reasons why the Vigilant Citizen site is so interesting. And I don't remember how I found it years ago, but he goes into, like, the most common stuff you're going to find on his site is a symbol dissection, if you will, of popular music videos.
Okay.
So, you know, you take your favorite pop music artist, one of the big ones usually, you know, Lady Gaga or Britney Spears or something like that, right? And he's probably got an article or three about one or more of their music videos where he goes into, by his own, you know, set of knowledge, which is fairly deep on this particular subject, he'll go through and take screenshots out of these videos and say, look, this is what's going on here. This is what they're communicating with this. Oh, this looks like this innocent video about X particular topic. Well, this is actually what they're trying to say. And it's really, really fascinating. It's one of those kind of rabbit holes that you can get a little bit lost in, and you'll come away feeling really creeped out by what you read.
I could see that, but the reason the pentagram is associated with Satanism now is because originally it was associated with science and astronomy, because that is the path that Venus traces in the sky. If you watch it from an overhead view over a period of number of years, because it's constantly spinning around, it traces almost a perfect pentacle in the sky, and that was the symbol that people used to say, hey, I know about astronomy. I know the world isn't flat. I know the planets revolve around the sun and all this stuff, because that was forbidden knowledge. It was occult. It was hidden. Mm-hmm. They couldn't just openly say that, and now it's Satanism.
Sure.
Or witchcraft or whatever. But really, the pentacle and Terra evolved the same way. It was a way of passing down forbidden knowledge, forbidden scientific knowledge, from one person to the next when the Catholic Church was trying to kill people for doing this.
I do want to kind of say that that's one thing I don't want to defend about Vigilant Citizen, is he makes every single thing about something negative. It's almost like my mom, who's a Christian, it's like she'll see a pentacle and be like, that equals evil.
Yeah, it's not an uplifting site, that's for sure.
No, but I'm going to spend some time on it, I think. Coming up, Venezuela, are they finally admitting that socialism has failed? It's Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News. Former President Donald Trump took to Truth Social on Wednesday to attack mail-in voting amid problems with the process in Pennsylvania. On primary day, Lancaster County officials said an estimated two-thirds of 21,000 mail-in ballots received could not be scanned because of a printing error. Trump-endorsed Mehmet Oz pulled ahead of David McCormick by about 2,000 votes, with more than 1.3 million ballots counted. Results are not expected to be announced for several days. The U.S. Soccer Federation has reached milestone agreements to pay its men's and women's teams equally. That makes the American national governing body the first in the sport to promise both sexes matching money. The federation has announced separate collective bargaining agreements through 2028 with the unions for both national teams. This is USA Radio News. Nearly half of President Joe Biden's 22.2 million Twitter followers are bogus, according to a new audit. The audit, conducted for the social media giant by software firm SparkToro and reported by Newsweek, found that 49.3% of the president's followers are fake followers. Tesla's CEO Elon Musk is attempting to buy Twitter and has expressed concern over sham accounts. A new South Carolina law bans biological males from women's sports. The Save Women's Sports Act was passed by the South Carolina General Assembly on May 10th and signed by Governor Henry McMaster on Monday. The law is designed to ensure fair opportunities are preserved for all children to compete in sports, which is based on the student's biological sex listed on the official birth certificate. And President Biden received a briefing on efforts to prepare for hurricane season. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, where you're invited to take control of the airwaves, 603-283-6160, if you would like to weigh in. Again, that's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And good news coming out of Venezuela, or at least somewhat good news, after knocking countless zeros off there. It's not countless. It can be counted. I think it's like 15 at this point. If you could just go through the last two decades or so, after knocking a large number of zeros off of their currency over and over throughout the years, Venezuela is finally starting to take some steps toward admitting that socialism has failed. And the only way out of their economic hardship is through the free markets. Or at least through, they're not becoming a free market. They're not privatizing. They're not becoming a capitalist society or anything like that by any means. But they are
they're doing some stuff.
Why is the news saying that they're privatizing then?
Well, what they did initially was they were, of course, hemorrhaging value through the constant printing of money, tremendous hyperinflation, which appears to have stopped, which is the surprise. Like, they came out with you mentioned they cut off another six zeros or whatever back in October of, I think it was 2021, and they, ever since then, have not had the same problem with inflation. They appear to have stopped going insane with inflation.
Well, it's only been 8 months.
Yeah, and well, but normally the numbers would have continued to just shoot up. That's what happened when cut five zeros off back in 2018. It just kept on going moments later. But now it's been pretty steady. You can go to DelarToday.com to see that it hasn't really changed in the last several months, which was a surprise to me. But that's possibly because they realized that the Bolivar, which is their currency in Venezuela, was an abject failure. They've basically sapped as much wealth out of the populace as they could get away with without a violent revolution. Because it came close. Like, they had thousands
of... I mean, they had people literally drinking sewage water.
Right. They had thousands of people in the streets a few years ago. The CIA was likely putting a front man up to try to take down Maduro. I mean, there was a lot of things going on there.
What was that guy's name?
Juan Guaido?
Yeah, that's it. Almost certainly a pal of the CIA.
What did you say, Bunny?
I said, like, our CIA?
That's
and why?
Well,
because that's what the U.S. government does.
That's speculation. Guaido was considered to be the U.S.-backed candidate in that race. So whether the CIA was involved seems like they probably were, because that's basically their job, right, to go into other countries and cause trouble. And so...
quote, other countries. Definitely never in the United States.
Of course not. And so what they ended up doing, what Maduro ended up doing to really stave off the disaster, I mean, it's been a disaster for years, but to stave off, let's say, him being dismembered by an angry mob, he allowed people to use the dollar. That was really the smartest thing he could have done, because for years it was illegal to use the dollar. You could not advertise prices in dollars. You certainly couldn't accept them. And basically what Maduro did was he said, all right, well, you know, unofficially, you can use the dollar.
They did the same thing in North Korea when people were starving to death. And they're like, oh, okay, we may actually have a real problem here. People may, you know, come chop our heads off. And then I said, okay, well, let's turn a blind eye to the black market.
That's what
they did.
Yep. So same thing kind of happened in Venezuela. And now they're taking another step. According to the AP, Venezuela's government is seeking private investors to pump funds into vital but crippled state-run companies decades after seizing them in the name of socialism. The government there intends to offer 5 to 10% stakes in companies ranging from telephone and internet service providers to a petrochemical producer. In another country, those industries...
That's a good one for... A few weeks ago, we talked about how the U.S. government went to Venezuela and tried to work in an agreement with them to buy more oil.
That's right, they did.
I wonder if the two things are related.
Great question.
It seems like they probably are.
Awfully coincidental. In another country, those industries...
Especially since they can now... Since oil production was specifically one of the industries mentioned here.
They didn't say that specifically, but they said petrochemical, and that suggests...
I would assume that means oil.
Yeah, highly suggest that. Those industries might be attractive targets for investors, but questions remain as to who would be willing or able to take a minority position in the Venezuelan companies that have suffered from years of neglect and mismanagement. So, for those that aren't familiar... For the last few decades, two or so decades, Venezuela's government has been nationalizing companies. So if you had a successful corporation in Venezuela, there was a chance that the government could swoop in and just take it from you.
And then, they would.
Then run it into the ground, because centralized government sucks at everything that it does. And if they were any good at running companies, they'd run companies and they'd outcompete the market. But they can't, because they're terrible. And communism doesn't work, and socialism doesn't work. And so they literally took these companies and ran them into the ground, ran them into the red, took profitable companies and made them completely unprofitable. And that's the short version.
That's what governments do, man.
Yeah.
UPS and FedEx, they figured out a way to make a profit with package delivery.
Now, they're admitting they failed, right? By doing this, they're saying, okay, we need some investors. You guys want to buy a stake in these government-run companies, right?
In these failures that we drove into the dirt.
Why anyone would want to do that is ultimately the question.
The people of Venezuela now are going to be able to buy into them?
Oh, they don't have any money.
That's what I was going to say, or other countries.
Investors, right? They just want anybody with money to come in and rescue
their failing state corporations. But they're not willing to give them a controlling stake. Oh, we'll let you buy 5%. Oh, we'll let you buy 10%.
No, I suspect this is a way for American companies to, quote, invest in Venezuela to bring their infrastructure up to par so that they can then sell oil to the United States. I suspect that's what's going on here.
Adding to the mystery is the lack of details provided by the government about the sale, including what price it's seeking for shares in the companies and on what stock market they might be listed. Some are speculating the move could be a first step toward returning the companies to private hands. Quote, we need capital for the development of all public companies, said Maduro during a televised speech. He said further, we need technology, we need new markets, and we are going to move forward. Unquote. It's a marked departure from his predecessor, the late Hugo Chavez, who nationalized many companies in his bid to transform the country into a socialist state. Among the companies Maduro mentioned are Can TV and its subsidiary Movilnet, which is, I believe, an internet service provider, petrochemical producer Petroquímica de Venezuela, that's different than their state oil company,
okay,
I believe, and a conglomerate focused in the mining sector. Interest, however, may be limited to investors with ties to the government or those with an appetite for risk, because this is a terrible investment.
Yeah, it's going to lose money. It's the government.
Right. If they really wanted to save these companies, if they were smart, they would simply put them up for auction. And, of course, that's still unfair to the people from which they stole them, because they should be given back to those people, presuming they actually want them. Presuming they're alive, aren't in a jail cell, and, yeah, they actually want to run this company that was successful before, and now the government has made into an abject failure.
I don't know if I would want to be the one trying to clean up the government's mistakes after they ran a business into the ground.
No, and why would you want to give them 10% of the value of the company in return for a share in a company that you then cannot run? That you then, they'll take your money.
Sure.
But you don't get to actually make any decisions. The country is under economic sanctions from the United States, of course, but now, as you pointed out, Aria, the U.S. government is talking a different game about Venezuela and cozying up to them.
Well, yeah, not the U.S. government wants their oil, so the Venezuela is no longer evil. Maduro is no longer evil.
Are they going to drop sanctions on these people?
We'll see. We don't know about that yet, but we know they want their gas. And
they should remove the sanctions, but they should also remove the sanctions against Russia. There should be no sanctions anywhere against anyone for any reason.
At the turn of the century, Chavez carried out a series of takeovers in the electricity, telecommunications, natural gas, and oil sectors, but the government made minimum investments in these companies, which have left them providing substandard services.
Of course the government made no investment in them. The government's incompetent.
Yeah.
They take over these industries, they run them into the ground, and that's the end of it. And then they request a bailout.
Now they want private investors to come and bail them out. But only 10%.
There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into
the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, talking about Venezuela here and how they are moving toward... They are taking it the smallest of steps toward recognizing that socialism has failed. I don't have very high hopes for this because they clearly they still want to maintain control.
Yep. That's not good enough.
No, and this 10% stake, you know, or 5% stake, I believe it was, I don't remember. But even if it was a 49% stake, it wouldn't be worth it for the individuals out there who had this amount of money to invest in the Venezuelan government because it's a losing proposition.
There's
it's
plenty
going
of better
to,
investments.
Yeah. This is the Venezuelan government. They have proven over the last several decades that they will lose money, massive amounts of money. They don't know what they're doing. Well, they know exactly what they're doing, but they're incompetent about it, and they're stealing massive
amounts. They don't know how to run a business.
I just can't imagine being like, I have millions of dollars. Should I invest in, like, gold backs and up-and-coming great business that's proven to be a fantastic investment, or should I invest in any Venezuelan government-owned business?
It's insane.
It is insane, but let's go to the phones. We have Jack calling from Ocean Shore. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good topics tonight. The symbolism thing, real quick. It's like your brain is a computer and your eyes are the scanners. So I see some truth to that. I don't know if it was Bonnie talking about it, but how those can kind of trigger things, probably. But that wasn't my main point. I was thinking, Ari was talking about throwing magazines away earlier, the People magazines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was thinking we could just start sending all of our extra magazines down to Venezuela, and they can use that as their legal tender.
Probably be worth more.
the fatter and the uglier the chick is, the more the paper's worth, which is what the dollar's worth.
Are you suggesting that Venezuelans are, they value fat women?
No, the paper will be heavier.
Yeah, it might be. I mean, I don't know.
Takes more print to print a fat girl. Right. Or ink to print.
Is that what you're trying to say, Jack? That it takes more ink to print a fat girl?
I don't think it works like that.
How high are you, dude?
I am pretty high, actually. Actually, I'm not. But, no, I'm just saying it's just, you know, the dollar bill is worthless. And here we are, the military's talking, or the government's talking about buying oil from them. And then, oh, wow, happenstance. All of a sudden, they're like, oh, we're not, you know, we're not quite socialist now. And you can use a dollar bill because it's the CIA and they're doing the tricky stuff.
Well, the dollar bill thing happened long before the U.S. government, I think, went down there.
Yeah, it was a couple years ago now.
Yeah.
But now they're suddenly privatizing after the U.S. government said that they wanted to take oil from them. Buy oil from them.
Indeed.
It's certainly suspicious. Thank you so much for the call tonight, Jack. I don't trust the U.S. government. I don't trust the Venezuelan government.
No, definitely not.
And I don't like it when governments conspire together, collude, one might say, to make things happen. And
yeah, why would you trust the very same people who took successful businesses from businessmen to honor their agreements?
Hmm.
Right? Oh, they'll take your 10% now, and then what's to say they're not going to take it back later and give you absolutely nothing?
That's also a good point. That 10% they're selling you, they stole from someone else.
Yeah, and maybe they're going to try to lead people on like, oh, yeah, we might sell you the whole company, but give us the 10% first.
And that's just like girls who date somebody who they found that he cheated on his ex-girlfriend with you. And are you going to date him? You already know he cheats.
Lepers don't change their spots, as they say. So days-long power outages are common across the country in Venezuela. Days
long. Yeah, boy, I want to invest in their electrical grid.
Millions of households either do not have access to water or service is intermittent. Imagine going over to the sink and turning it on, and maybe it'll be there, maybe it won't. Internet and phone services are deficient. Government supporters and opponents alike complain about poor basic services across the country, even if an election isn't approaching. But economists point out that Venezuela's government needs to improve some of those services, even if it's slightly ahead of the 2024 presidential election. Luis Prato, senior economist with Torino Capital, says, quote, "We are no doubt seeing a paradigm shift that's largely forced by the circumstances, but also largely fueled by political survival. Since June 2014, with a significant drop in oil prices, the Maduro administration began to see a drop in oil revenues. Then we went through
weird how that works.
Went through a period for 2014 to 2019 of price controls of a more intervening state." Unquote. But as the state lost the ability to generate wealth and growth, here's a hint: they can't generate wealth. States, by their definition, tax. They take wealth. They confiscate wealth. They take energy from people. They tax you. They tax the productive. They make the productive less so.
It's like, I think it was Franz Oppenheimer wrote, you know, there's the productive means and there's the political means. And what states do is the political means. It's the means of force and violence. It's not producing anything. It's just saying, hey, that's yours. Oh, it's mine now.
Yep.
That's not producing anything. It's not creating anything. It's just stealing it.
That's a criminal enterprise is what it is. Prado said it began to make room for participation of the private sector, unquote, as they lost the ability to manage these things, which they never had in the first place. Again, they took over existing businesses and failed.
And they had enough oil revenue for a while where it seemed like, you know, they could sort of hold it together. But then the prices of oil went down and their infrastructure just sort of fell apart.
Venezuela is under a protracted social, economic, and humanitarian crisis credited to plummeting oil prices, economic sanctions, and decades of mismanagement by socialist governments. But the government has taken steps to relieve some of the economic pressures, including by giving up its long and complicated efforts to restrict transactions in U.S. dollars. As I mentioned before, they're now allowing that to happen instead of the local bolivar, whose value has been obliterated by inflation. Some shares of one of the businesses, Can TV, which is one of the telecommunications companies, have long traded on the Stock Exchange of Caracas, which is the oldest exchange in the country. Maduro, during this week's announcement, said the state-owned companies would be listed in the country's various stock exchanges without specifying. But by Friday, yesterday, the president of the stock exchange had not received any information on the planned stock sales. He said the process to register the other companies and eventually list them is lengthy and requires the disclosure of financial documents.
Even if it's the government? God, their system is silly.
Quote, it takes as long as you want to take to make the placement successful. I couldn't tell you a certain time. This is the president of the stock exchange. He has no idea.
Because it's the government.
Yeah. Adding that an offering on the stock exchange could not be structured by Monday. The government established its own exchange. Oh, no, apparently it's not the government. The Stock Exchange of Caracas. So it says here the government established its own exchange in 2010. A government spokesperson did not respond to a request regarding the exchanges that it intends to use. Prado said the government's likely to use its own exchange or a separate digital system for now, but that it would have limited results. So already this is looking like another complete bumbling of, you know, what they're intending to do.
It's all very confusing how they have multiple stock exchanges in the first place. I don't understand
don't
how that works.
That, don't we?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't either. I buy stocks.
I don't know how any of it works. But if I buy shares of one company, I mean, I don't have to be like, oh, no.
Isn't there like NASDAQ, Dow Jones, S&P, or are those all on the same exchange and they're just different subsets of it?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I have literally
we're not the right
no
people
idea.
To answer that question.
I've never cared about it because it's so confusing. It's designed to be confusing, right?
It makes you less money than if you were investing in crypto, so who cares?
And it's totally regulated by the state. Henkel Garcia is the director of Econometrica said the companies require significant investments to improve the quality of their services, which were much better before they were
socialized.
Nationalized, yeah. But then he warned that the country lacks the mechanism to oversee the accounting and financial reporting procedures, making it impossible to guarantee the private investment in state companies would be appropriately spent. So he's basically saying, if you give these companies, these state-run companies money, it goes into a financial black hole, and you will have no idea whether or not they actually did anything with it besides give it to their administrators.
And it's gone.
Yeah. That missing component, he said, creates a scenario similar to post-Soviet reforms in which a number of state-owned companies were privatized. Quote, if this really is the beginning of the total sale or total handing over of these companies, which to me is a probable scenario, one would have to ask to whom they would be handed over, because we have episodes like the Russian one in which these companies that once belonged to the state ended up in the hands of people who were close to the government. So it's a complex phenomenon that one could say opens the door to something positive, but with the institutional weakness that we have and with the lack of credible referees, well, it might not end in the best way. So he's predicting here that if indeed they do sell these companies off in total, which they're not even talking about yet, but if that's what comes, they're going to go into the hands of the politically connected, and they're not going to be the right people to manage them either way.
That sounds about right. You know, they're going to give it to their buddies, and their buddies don't know how to run energy companies or cell phone companies or whatever. They're just their buddies,
and
right?
You're not free to start a competitor either.
No. Dark times ahead for Venezuela, but you can join us in the meantime. We're done for tonight, but we are still online in the meantime. You can find us at social.freetalklive.com. That's our social media site. That's social.freetalklive.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.